So I started editing this thing, and I realized I gotta cater to my audience, right? And the most of you motherfuckers, your attention span is relatively short, and all you care about is like, hey, tell me where to place my fucking money. I don't give a fuck, right? So first off, disclaimer, I'm not liable if you end up betting your fucking house on these props and game picks I'm about to mention. You're strictly liable for this. I'm giving you what I think is a good bet, right? But I am not promising shit. So for those of you who just want the game picks and the player prop picks, I'm going to list them off here. If you want the reasoning behind these, stick around for the rest of the podcast. But I understand some of you guys are just like, yeah, fuck it, whatever. Just tell me where to put my money. Fine. So these are the week 12 matchups. I'm going to just list off the teams I think are going to win. So Saints, Seahawks, Browns, Steelers, Giants, Chiefs, Packers, Raiders, Vikings, Dolphins, Cardinals, Titans, and Rams. And here are the player props I've considered. Nick Chubb rushing the over 87.5, smash the over. Latavius Murray rushing 44.5, take the over. Wayne Gallman rushing 56.5 rushing yards, take the over. Baker Mayfield passing 222.5 passing yards, take the under. Kyler Murray passing 252.5, take the under. Cam Newton passing 220.5, take the under. Kirk Cousins passing yards 220.5, take the under. And Teddy Bridgewater passing, take the under 255.5. Yo, what's up, motherfuckers? So if it sounds a little echoey on this one, it's because I came out the closet. It's 2020. Figured I should have by now. Just kidding. So I left my closet studio because I need my laptop for this one. I'll be looking at numbers, spreadsheets, that kind of thing. So that closet's very small. So I had to kind of come out of the cave so I could have all the tools and whatever I needed for this one at my within my reach. So I mentioned I wanted to do a gambling podcast just because maybe we're onto something. I don't know. It's leave it to me to make gambling a little boring and not exciting. Kind of go with the surefire thing. The payouts aren't that high, technically, kind of. But you can still make some good coin. And I'll kind of go over our Thursday night thankfulness prop parlay, whatever the fuck we had going on. But real quick, wanted to mention, I know last episode I mentioned the Case Race special edition podcast where it was going to be bench warmer banter. We were going to go over to Josh's and Frank's to celebrate Frank's birthday and just drink as many possible Bud Lights as possible. But unfortunately, I came into contact with someone who had the Rona. So yeah, gotta play it safe here. I went to go get tested. Holy fuck, if you've never been tested for the Rona, man, they stick this fucking thing in your nose and it's like, it doesn't seem like there's gonna be an end to it. They just keep fucking pushing that thing further back. Oh man, it was like, what the fuck? Like, this little ass girl was doing it and she's like half my size, but she's like literally fucking scrambling my brain. It fucking sucked. So I looked like a mega bitch in front of her because I think I cried. Like, my one eye, they did my left nostril and my left eye was like leaking. I was like, what the fuck? Did you just pop my eyes? You know, like, what'd you just do? Anyways, I went to go get tested. So I won't find out for a few days. I'm fine. I'm not, no symptoms, nothing like that. But again, let's not be assholes. Let's play it safe. Because wouldn't it be nice if this fucking pandemic ended? If we just followed rules, right? So, I'm going to stay my ass home. So, unfortunately, that podcast, which I was really excited for, is going to be fun. That'll have to wait, but whatever. Something to look forward to, I guess. So, yeah, maybe I'll dial in. Maybe I'll call them, kind of bug them. I think Josh and Frank live together, right? So they can still get shit-faced together if they want. So maybe I'll dial in, but no promises there. Anywho, like I mentioned, so previously, the week before, me and my bookie, Jesse, I don't know what got into us. I know he's been dabbling with the DraftKings FanDuel, as many of you have. I haven't. mostly because I got locked out of it. I had the daily fantasy account set up, and I tried to set up one for the sports betting book or whatever the fuck that is. As it turns out, what they wanted you to do is just log in with your original DraftKings login for your daily fantasy sports one. So they wanted you to log in with that login. My dumbass made two separate accounts with the same social security, right? So they automatically flagged me and they're like, you're up to something fishy. And I got to call somebody to unlock my shit. I'm not about to do that. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit that much to do, get on the phone and, hey, could you please let me gamble. so that's mainly the reason why I haven't been participating too much. What I do is I help these guys. I'm like, yo, what are you doing this week with your gambling, your parlays or whatever? And then if it sounds good, I'll throw them like, oh, cool, I'll split it with you. You know, if you're going to be betting $100, I'll throw you 50, whatever it might be, right? So that's what I've been doing. And I don't know what got into us last week, but I just had the itch and I felt it. And we came fucking close. Ultimately, we missed. But again, I don't know what the fuck got into us. We bet, a good couple $100. So when we didn't win these, we were salty as shit. But like, I'll mention these again. This is how close we came to it. And this is kind of where stemmed the idea of like, maybe I'll do this more often. Not for that much money, maybe just smaller amounts. Because, you know, once you get into the whole parlays, it gets really difficult to hit on all these things. But anyways, here are the ones that we missed on. So technically, out of all this, we missed on two things. Mainly, it was the Kyler Murray over passing. We came shy by 12 yards. And so that was one bet. But really, if it wasn't for that one, even if we hit on that one, we had the Ravens beating the Titans in all these bets. And that obviously did not happen. So we made a total of three bets the week prior. So Kyler Murray over on the passing, I forget what it was. It was like, I don't know, but he came 12 yards short. So that fucking blew. That was a huge blow on Thursday night when your bet is already off the table, because it doesn't matter what happens after that. If you, on a parlay, if you didn't hit on that one, it's over, right? You got to hit on all 5, 3, whatever the however many parlays you have or props you have put together. But the original bet, Kyler Murray, we had the over on his passing yards. We had the Steelers as winner, Chargers, Chiefs, and Ravens. So Steelers won, Chargers won, Chiefs won, Ravens lost, right? So on that bet, we missed on two. But look at the rest of these. We had Latavius Murray over on the rushing. Might have been like 45 yards, 48 yards, something like that. Latavius Murray over on the rushing. We got that. Steelers, we got that. Chargers, we got that. Chiefs, we got that. And then Ravens lost. And here's the big one. Here's the one I think where all the confidence has been built off of, because we hit on three player props, which, it could happen. But I feel like it's a whole lot easier to hit pick when like games as opposed to player props. But we went with Baker passing the under, Brady passing the under, and Latavius with the rushing over. And we hit on all three of those. And then we also hit on Steelers, Chiefs, Chargers, ultimately missed on the Ravens. Man, if it wasn't for the fucking Ravens, we would have recouped our losses on the Kyler Murray by a good fucking margin. We'd be ecstatic. So we went through a couple of days of being down and pissed off and saying we're never going to be doing this again. But then we started looking at the Thursday Thanksgiving games. And come on, you know how it goes. And boy, am I glad we kind of got back on that horse, because we hit. We finally fucking hit. And we got four player props right. There wasn't much games to pick from that day. I wish we would have stacked the Houston Texans game as one of the winners, but I don't know why we didn't put that part of the include that into our bet here, because so far on the week we're 2-0 on pick'ems for the teams. So obviously, no brainer, Houston Texans. So we're gonna beat the shit out of the Lions. And this one was a true 50-50 in my opinion. Back even when I made this bet, I was not too sure. But I figured if we were going to get fucked over, it's going to be by a player prop and not by the team we picked to win. So we went with the Washington football team. So currently 2-0 in week 12. So I'm going to list off the other teams we think are going to win this week. And we'll keep track. So, I doubt we're going to go 15-0. I think there's 15 matchups. I doubt we're going to go 15-0 this week, but off to a good start. Anyways, here's what we hit on Thursday. We went with Antonio Gibson. His rushing total, his prop was 57.5 yards. We went hell yeah over. He completely ran all over the Bengals, and Dallas's run defense is atrocious. So that seemed like a smash right there. So you'll see the trend in some of these. It's like, yeah, this just seems like a no fucking brainer. So when Antonio Gibson rushing over for 57.5 yards, he ended up getting like 112 yards. Andy Dalton, this one was hilarious. And I mentioned these in the last podcast. Andy Dalton had a rushing over under of 5.5 yards, which is hilarious. But again, he's not a mobile quarterback, so I kind of get it. But to me, that was like, are you fucking kidding me? His pocket will collapse and he's going to have to make a move eventually. And he might get like 3.2. He might get 4 yards on one play, right? So I love the over on this one. I said, smash the shit out of it. And in one play, he got like nine, maybe I think he might've gotten 12 rushing yards. And it's because he's the exact same thing. There was nothing open for him. The pocket collapsed and he had to just fucking make a play. And he did. So that was easy as fuck. That we got that prop early. This one was a last minute addition. We were going to kind of right before the game started, like around 3:20 PM Central time. This was a last minute addition. And, this was Jesse's call. I can't take credit for this one. He wanted McLaurin receiving yards, the over on the 76.5 yards. I haven't really been watching this guy play too much. McLaurin was my baby last year, but, I don't have him on any teams and I am not aware of what this player is doing. But Jesse is the owner and he felt pretty confident that he could smash this. And yeah, he did. So we added the receiving over on this one. And then, this one was another one that, so about like the end of the third quarter, we had already hit on three of our five, picks here. So we were seeing pretty well and Washington was in the lead. Unfortunately, that does not help our fourth player prop here because when, you know, if a team's trailing, guess what? They're just chucking the ball. So the Dalton passing under, which was, for 246.5 yards. That one was a little, that was a little hectic. That one towards the end, we were sweating and it was just didn't, it's again, it could have gone either way at that point because he was playing from behind. He was like, at a certain point, they should have just benched the Cowboys because Antonio Gibson had a monster rushing yard or a rushing touchdown. Right before, I forget what the defensive guy was. He ended up picking Andy Dalton for a pick six. So these guys were up like 41 to 16 or some shit. And it's like, hey, the game is over. There's like 2 minutes left. It's over. You're not making a comeback. Just bench your guys. You know, why risk getting them hurt? But no, Dalton was still out there. So it's like, man, fuck. And this dude was like creeping up on that 246. So I'm watching this thing like with bated breath, just like, I was on the phone with my dad, I think, at this point in time, and he was babbling about who the fuck knows what, and I just was not even listening. I'm watching this fucking game, hoping that Dalton, like, throws a fucking pick or, like, whatever. It was terrifying. So I'm just going to look quickly on Yahoo and see what he ended up with passing yards, and I wish I had a play-by-play in that fourth quarter where he was kind of creeping up and... yeah, but ultimately ended up with 215 passing yards, right? So just about 30 yards short from the 246. But 30 yards for a quarterback when you're trying to like catch up in the fourth quarter. 30 yards is very doable. But luckily for us, the Washington football team made a huge dump, I believe, and then they ended up just running the ball and, you know, they just, you know, they ran out the clock and, oh man, that felt so good. And obviously Washington won. So just a recap, Gibson rushing over, Andy Dalton rushing over, McLaurin receiving over, and Andy Dalton passing under, and the Washington football money line. We hit on all that shit. And I'm not going to tell you how much we won, but it covered our losses for the previous bets and then some. So now we're playing with some house money, if you will. Actually, I don't know what Jesse's losses are. To this point, but for me, I'm in the green right now, right? So you see where the confidence comes from. Just for me doing four bets and having three of those bets, really two of those bets kind of be determined by one matchup that was a total fucking just dildo situation for the Ravens. Have that be the deciding thing, but then hitting on player props, which again, I think is harder to pick than matchups, that gave me some confidence. And then boom, Thursday night, we fucking hit on four of these motherfucking props. So, just following that tactic where it's just like, just kind of following a strategy where, you know, an example being like Patrick Mahomes will most certainly always throw for over 200 passing yards, right? So there was like maybe one time this season where he didn't, let me double check that. Wow. Okay. So there's literally been one game where he got 200 passing yards even, and that was against Denver. That was that game where like the defense shut them the fuck down. They had like two pick sixes, I think. The final score was 43-16. So Mahomes did not have to do shit that game. And even in that game, 200 yards, right? So as an example, the more attractive, I guess, the more like, ooh, I could win more money is like bet the under on 200 because the probability and the payout on that has to be way higher than smashing the over. Of course, he's going to throw over 200. It has to be a special circumstance where he does not throw over 200 passing yards. Anyways, I can see how that other one would be attractive where it's like, yeah, but if I bet $5, I could win way more money than if I bet the over, right? Well, yeah, but I mean, we're in the game of making money, right? We want to make money. So take the guaranteed over, right? Obviously, like I said, Lady Luck, at the end of the day, she'll do what she wants. And so he could, you know, get hurt. He just has a bad game, who knows what. And he doesn't throw for over 200. And that is a probability that happens. But more than likely, he's going to hit over 200, right? And just as an example. So that's our approach, is we look at things where it's just like, well, yeah, they could pay higher, but there's more a higher probability of this pain or this, there's a higher probability of this happening and we're still going to make money off it. You know, it's not as much, but we're still making green and that's all that matters. So that's our strategy. And what we do is we look at matchups, we look at games, you fucking call them matchups, right? So like last week, Steelers versus Jaguars, easy choice, easy pickings. We take that, we pair up with maybe a couple of player props and some other matchups that are kind of, you know, easy to predict. And then that's how you kind of, your risk is very relatively low, but the payout increases because you're bundling up all these kind of guaranteed, quote unquote, guaranteed player props matchups. But because there's more of them, there's still a higher risk, but the probability of them occurring is still pretty good, you know? So, and that's how you can kind of maximize your gains on some of these bets. Of course, you could take some crazy stabs at some of these bets. Like I mentioned, the Mahomes under 200 passing yards, but you're more than likely going to use your money, you know? So anywho, that's our approach here. So what I want to do to start off is I want to go matchup by matchup and then pick my winner, right? So this week, I already mentioned that we picked Houston and the Washington football team correctly, but now there's another 13 matchups as of right now, as of this recording. For those of you who are unaware, the Broncos currently do not have a starting quarterback. So I think that game is still on. Who knows? I think they might give them the whole 49ers treatment, like tough luck, figure it out. But the Niners didn't have wide receivers. You know, which is like, okay, fine, you can put any bum out there to go catch the ball. You cannot put any bum out there to go throw the ball. You know, it's a little harder. But from everything I've seen so far, that game is still going on. And the Baltimore Ravens versus the Steelers, that is still, I think, is actually, frankly, I don't think that's going to happen because they've, as of today on Saturday, I'm recording right now, it's like currently 9 o'clock. They keep popping hot. So I don't see how that game gets played. So that might be one that gets rescheduled, but whatever. As of right now, I'm going to go through the whole 13 games as if they're being played. Now, when I'm listing these off, I'm going to list off the matchups based on those that I'm most confident in. So those that I mentioned first, I'm like bet the house on them, right? Please don't bet the house on them. Don't ever do that. But that's what I mean is like, as I list these off, the first ones I mentioned, those are the ones I'm pretty confident in. As we go down the list, then we get into some matchups that are kind of a 50-50 toss-up. So when you're going through making your parlays, making your picks, maybe you want to avoid these games because they're not as easy to predict. So maybe you stick with like the top four, which are like easier to predict. You know, they are kind of the cakewalks, if you will. So we'll start off with the one I'm most confident in, if it even happens, of course, Saints versus Broncos. Again, a team without a quarterback, kind of tough to win, you know, could happen, but, give me the Saints on this one, if it even happens. Second, we have the Seattle Seahawks versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Give me Russell. Come on. It's Wentz is, atrocious. And actually the Seattle defense has looked a lot better recently. You could probably still throw on them, but they've made some improvements. They look a little bit good, a little bit better. We saw them kind of shut down Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray was dealing with some shoulder issues when they played on that Thursday night game last week. But even so, still impressive. So give me the Seahawks there. Next up, we have Browns versus Jaguars. Give me the Browns. Jaguars have Mike Glennon starting a quarterback. Come on. And they have DJ Shark out. They have Chris Conley out. Yeah, give me the Browns. Next up, we have Ravens versus Steelers. As I mentioned, Ravens are being demolished by COVID right now. And Steelers have everybody intact except for James Conner. He tested positive for COVID. But they don't need Connor to win, unfortunately, for Connor and Connor owners. But again, I don't know if this game is going to go down. If it does, take the Steelers. Next up, we have the Giants versus the Bengals. Give me the Giants. Feels gross saying, but when you don't have Joe Burrow under the center there tossing the ball with that O-line, without Joe Mixon, it's not going to be a good day for the Bengals. And it fucking blows. You hate to see a young guy like Burrow get hurt, but it is what it is. So give me Daniel Jones and the and the Giants. I actually mentioned Wayne Gallman, some of these props that later on for this exact reason. But yeah, Giants on this one. Next up, we have Chiefs versus Bucks. Give me the Chiefs. Mahomes is just gonna. I feel like Mahomes thrives in these kind of matchups. When he has to go toe to toe with a juggernaut, you know, and Tom Brady isn't what he used to be, but he's still the GOAT. He's still the guy. So I feel like Mahomes and the Chiefs, they should take this one. So give me the Chiefs. Next up, we have Bears versus Packers. Look, I love my Bears, but let's be realistic, man. Do not come between me and my money. If I have to bet, I'm going Packers. I do not see how the Bears beat the Packers. we have the better defense, so maybe that's what does Aaron Rodgers in. I think he's going to find a way, though. Yeah, I think he's going to find a way to beat them, and I just don't know what, like, Trubisky's starting now, so, man, I think that is an improvement over Foles, but even so, I don't know. Give me the fucking Packers, though. Next up, we have the Raiders versus Falcons. Raiders, I'm going to take the Raiders on this one. I'm sure they are all salty from that loss against the Chiefs. They kind of had it in the bag, but then Mahomes said, nah, fuck that. Beat me once, shame on me. No, shame on you. Beat me twice, shame on me. Whatever, I just made up that saying. Anyways, the Raiders have to be salty about that. And the Falcons are probably going to be without Julio Jones, so that just helps even more. So give me the Raiders in that one. But again, now in this area of matchups, I'm not 100% sure on these. These are really 50-50. They can go either way. But next up, we would have the Panthers versus Vikings. I'm going to go with Vikings solely because of Dalvin Cook. The Panthers are a defense that they want you to throw on them. They want to be ran on, because based on stats, running is less efficient than throwing, right? So they're like, hey, fine, we'll give you the run. We'll give you a couple yards. But you can't, we're not going to beat us through the air. It's fucking Dalvin Cook. He's going to just eat. And the Panthers are still without CMC. So, Teddy Bridgewater just coming back from injury. I like the Vikings in this one. Next up, we have Dolphins versus Jets. Give me the Dolphins. Tua is the lead. I don't think he's going to play. So that means Fitzmagic is going to be under center there, and he's going to be slinging that rock. There's the whole revenge game narrative. But, I mean, when doesn't this man have a revenge game narrative? He's played for damn near every single game for every NFL team. Just with Fitz under center, I just like where the Dolphins are where they're at. With Ryan Fitzpatrick underneath, under center, the dude makes that offense pop, with Parker, with Gesicki, with I think the Ahmed guy, the running back, he's gonna be playing. I'll take the Dolphins. Next up, we have the Cardinals versus Patriots. This is a coin toss, and which would be weird to say early in the season. I would, it'd be Cardinals all the way. But with Kyler Murray dealing with a shoulder issue and Stephon Gilmore coming back, he's going to be all over DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know, man. I'm gonna take the Cardinals, but I can see this one going either way. If Uncle Bill figures it out, he can definitely shut down the Cardinals. But this is a tough one. I don't know. So again, I'm least confident in these picks, but I'm going Cardinals on this one. Next up, we have Titans versus Colts. I'm going to go with Titans based on their offense. Their offense is sick as shit. You have Derrick Henry. You have AJ Brown. You have Corey Davis, Jonnu Smith. I mean, the weapons are just ridiculous. Yes, the Colts have a better defense, but I think Derrick Henry could wear them down, run them, wear them, I think Derrick Henry could wear them down. So give me the Titans. And last but not least, we have the 49ers versus the Rams. Give me the Rams. The Niners are getting a lot of players back, both on offense and defense. I think Raheem Mostert is going to be playing. Richard Sherman, I think, they're getting him back on defense. So they're getting a lot of players back, but even so, it's Nick Mullins under center. Aaron Donald, he going to wait. And if Jared Goff looks anything like he did last week against the Bucks, yeah, give me the Rams. Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp, they were just fucking feasting against a defense that's, you know, it's a pretty good defense. So those are my picks. I'll repeat them, just the winners that I'm selecting. So from most confidence to least confidence, we go with the Saints, Seahawks, Browns, Steelers, Giants, Chiefs, Packers, Raiders, Vikings, Dolphins, Cardinals, Titans, and Rams. So if I were you, I'm sticking with those top four: Saints, Seahawks, Browns, Steelers. I don't know how those guys fuck it up, but those are easy matchups for them. Seahawks, Eagles, that should be a good matchup, though. Browns versus Jaguars, I mean, that could be a kind of like dumpster Super Bowl, if you will. I think Nick Chubb is going to destroy them. And then obviously Steelers should have no problem with a decimated Ravens team. When you're making your parlays or you make your bets, just stick with these four. I'm realizing now I didn't pick a winner between the Buffalo Bills and the Chargers, which that game is going to be fucking awesome. but I didn't pick a winner because that's the one that's literally kind of 50-50. I could see it going either way. Based on the Chargers have been playing, I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills on that one. But that's one that we did not bet on, I don't think. If we did, we definitely went with the Bills. But anyways, those are our game matchup picks. So now these are some of the player props that we did research on and we feel pretty confident with. But again, as I list these off, it's going to be from most confident to least confident. And we didn't include all of these in our bets. At the end of this, I'll go over our exact bets that we actually placed. But these are some that you might want to consider and take a look at. So first off, again, I've been harping on the Browns being just stomping on the Jaguars. So what does that mean? That means that Nick Chubb is going to be running all over this fucking Jaguars defense. Usually this is a Nick Chubb game where like projected to be ahead. They're the favorites. It's going to be a running game. The Browns are already a run first offense, you know? Here's some stats that I kind of pulled up when I was looking into this one for Nick Chubb. So in the last two games, fresh off his injury, he's ran for 126 rushing yards and 114 rushing yards. His two first games back, which you would assume they want to ease him back in. If that's easing him back in, holy shit. His over-under that we're going to be betting on is 87.5 rushing yards. And I think that's the rushing, that over-under is for DraftKings. On FanDuel, I believe is 89.5. So two more yards, but even so, I'll take it. So Nick Chubb rushing over 87.5. We're taking the over on that. Based on what I just said, he did it off the couch, if you will, in his first two games back. And currently the Jaguars are ninth in allowed rushing yards per game. They're allowing an average of 129.1 rushing yards per game. And the Browns currently lead the NFL this season in rushing play calls. So 52.12% of their play calls are rushing. They're also the Browns are currently also second to last in passing attempts in the NFL, right? So again, like I said, they are a run first offense, which leads me to believe that this is going to be a Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb game. Shout out to Alex who has both. So if you're facing him, yikes. Good luck, because again, I think these guys, pending any fluky shit like that, they should run all over the Jaguars. So that's one player prop that kind of our anchor. One of the anchor meaning they're the ones that these props are the props that we build the parlay on. You know, so these are supposed to be the surefire ones, and then from there we can maybe pair up a riskier prop or game that we're picking with it. But ultimately, this is one that we're not going to be losing sleep on, and one that we kind of believe will happen without a doubt. You know? Next we have Latavius Murray, which this might not even be an option because as of right now on FanDuel and DraftKings, the Saints and Broncos game is not available to be bet on. gotta imagine they're like, there's no fucking way we're gonna lose money because everyone's gonna fucking bet on the Saints, regardless of what the payout is. But we're still gonna lose money. So I don't know if this is gonna be available, but if it is, We're sticking with Latavius Murray again. So I forget what his rushing over under was last week, but this week it's 44.5. Now, reasons why we like this. Denver's allowing 121.5 yards per game to their opponent. Over the last few weeks, we've seen Kamara's total snap count go down while Latavius Murray's has gone up. And in last week, his snap percentage was actually more than Kamara's. He had a 50% of total offensive snaps while Kamara had 48%. So I mentioned that last podcast where Kamara's dealing with something. He has some sort of lingering injury, and it is later in the season. But so Murray has fresh legs, so they're kind of using him a little bit more and more as the season progresses, just to kind of make sure that they have a fresh Kamara. You know, once they're playoff bound, you know, contenders, Super Bowl contenders. Once Breeze comes back, so they want their best players healthy. So, they're using Murray a whole lot more. He's getting more work. And in a game where they should be ahead by a fuck ton, they're going to probably rest Kamara, and it's going to be Latavius Murray running all of them. So 45.5 seems like an easy over. And so these are our anchors. Hopefully we can use Latavius Murray in our bets. But as of right now, that's not an option. That game is not an option. But here's another one that kind of similar strategy, similar outcome, similar prop to what Latavius Murray is. So Wayne Gallman, I mentioned in last podcast, Wayne Gallman, he's been getting a lot of work and he's looked pretty good. He's passed the eye test. Here's some stats on him. First, his prop is rushing. The over-under on him is 56.5. We like the over on this one. Cincinnati allows the third most rushing yards to opponents behind only Dallas and Houston. Gallman has seen the snap count go up since Devontae Freeman went down, while Deion Lewis's snap count has been relatively unchanged. He kind of floats around like the 20% to 30% offensive snaps, while Gallman has gone up from like 30% to like 50% since Freeman went down. Also, the Giants are kind of still... That whole NFC East, I think, the trash ass division, they're still kind of in contention for a playoff spot because it's just such an ass division. So with a game like this where they should easily beat the Bengals, who are, you know, they have a shit ton of injuries, I see them kind of taking the ball away from Daniel Jones and not allowing him to make too many mistakes, right? So just pound the rock, run it, especially with the way Gallman's looked. I could see him getting a lot of work. 56.5 yards, I think, is very doable. We just saw what Antonio Gibson did to them. I think he rushed for like 114 against them. I'm not saying Gallman is of the same talent as Antonio Gibson, but 56.5 is very doable for this guy. So... if Latavius Murray is not the option, definitely consider Wayne Gallman rushing 56.5. Take the over. There's a trend here, obviously. We really like this Brown. You kind of want to attack the Jaguars, right? Because they're such a shitty team. But again, we're going back to Baker Mayfield here with the passing. This week, his passing over-under is 222.5 passing yards. And we like the under on this one for a lot of things that I already mentioned. This is going to be a run. They're a run heavy offense. They should be ahead early so they can just manage the clock by running it. And Baker's just not. Look, currently he's 27th on the season in total passing yards. Even Nick Foles is currently ahead of him in passing yards. His average per game is 185 passing yards, which is like the 31st on the season for passing yards per game. He's behind players like Lamar Jackson, right? A rushing quarterback. Cam Newton, rushing quarterback. Daniel Jones, just ass. Alex Smith, who's, you know, yeah, he's nothing special, right? Drew Luck, who's also garbage, right? So he's behind all these guys. and Baker has only gone over 222.5 yards twice this season. Once against Cincinnati and once against the Colts. Both these matchups were highly competitive, right? So they were, you know, kind of going blow for blow. So he had to throw. It was not a game where you could just pound it down their throats. So other than that, he's missed 222 multiple times. So... I really like the under here. Now, yeah, it's a Jaguar, so he could want to throw a little bit more. But there's going to be, hopefully they get ahead early by, you know, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt just wear them out and they score early. And it's just one of those things where like, he does not have to throw that much. I'm kind of hoping, what I'm kind of predicting is, like, maybe by the third quarter, they bench his ass and it just, like, doesn't matter. Like, let's let them run this thing out. I don't know. But this is another prop that I feel pretty confident in. But again, it's my third prop, so, or my fourth prop. So not as confident as I am in Nick Chubb, Latavius Murray, and Wayne Gallman, but still pretty confident. So give me the under on that one. Another one that seems kind of like, I don't know, a little brain scratcher is the, we're going back to Kyler Murray, even though he kind of fucked us with with his we took the over, but he missed by 12 yards. But I think this time we're going to go with the under. Currently his passing yard total over under is 252.5 yards, but we're going to go with the under. Reason being is he is dealing with that shoulder injury. So I think I can see when we have running backs like Kenyon Drake and Chase Edmonds, you can let them do the work. Now, I think this is going to be a competitive game, but I think the Patriots can kind of slow him down. Now, some stats. New England currently ranks as a 15th in the NFL. New England currently ranks as a 15th in allowed passing yards per game. So kind of middle of the pack. Not great, not terrible. But they are 21st in rushing yards allowed, right? Meaning that they're more, you can rush on them. You can rush and pass on them, but it seems like teams have more success running the ball against them, right? So another thing that makes this prop kind of 50-50 is that out of the 10 games played by Kyler Murray, he's hit the over on six. So it's not a number that is like out of his reach. He's done it multiple times. But yeah, given his current health situation and given the Patriots defense, yeah, I like the under on this one. Another thing that we looked at is that Arizona is currently 18th in passing attempts per game, while they're 7th in rushing attempts, right? So they are a team that they rush more than they throw. So I think that's another thing too that that, you know, we took in consideration is that I think they might use Kenyon Drake is back fully healthy. He's looked decent, better than he did early in the season. And then Chase Edmonds is there too. You know, he's looked great all season long. So I can see them utilizing the running backs a little bit more and just kind of protect Murray, have him not throw that much. So we're going to take the under on that one. Another one, another Russian quarterback, Cam Newton, his passing yards over under 220.5. We want the under on this one because, like, who the fuck is he throwing to? Demir Bird, yeah, he's the downfield, you know, big threat, which he can do, but I don't know. I feel like this is going to be a Damian Harris game, but there's going to be rushing on them. And then obviously Cam is more of a rusher than a thrower. So yeah, I don't like Cam as a passer. And then Cam has only thrown over 222.5 yards three times out of nine games. And that was against the Seahawks, Seattle Seahawks, the Jets, and Houston Texans. Teams that's like they are the worst in passing, you know, like you could just throw, I could throw on them, you know? So, Arizona's defense has looked solid. I think they shut down that passing game. So this is another prop that you want to look at. Cam Newton's passing, take the under on that one. Another quarterback, we have Kirk Cousins passing his, he has the same, over under as Cam Newton, 220.5. And we like the under because again, Adam Thielen probably not going to play the game, right? COVID related. And this should be Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook should easily hand them the win on this one. So there's going to be a need for Kirk Cousins to be making mistakes and throwing. This is like my second to last prop because he could hit the over on this, but I think where the game ship's going to go, I think they're going to run the shit out of that ball, and Dalvin Cook is going to have himself a field day. So, just another one you want to consider. And then last but not least, when I first heard this prop, I was like, dude, smash the under. But then I started looking at a few things and this is a true 50-50. And the only reason I'm mentioning it is because this guy's coming back from injury. So that's like maybe the only reason why it kind of tickled my fancy when I first heard it. But then when I looked at the stats, it's another true 50-50 shot here. But Teddy Bridgewater passing, his passing total over under is 255.5. And we like the under. Now, like I said, once I started looking at stats, I didn't become that much. At first, I was like, this is a smash. But here. So out of 10 games played, he's hit the over on this five times. This prop is literally his passing yards per game average. This is what he's averaging every single game. So, and then currently Minnesota is allowing 260 passing yards to their opponents per game. So this is literally a 50-50 coin flip on this one. But we like the under, given his current health situation. All reports said he was healthy and looked great in practice, but maybe they want to limit him a little bit. It's a little more Mike Davis. I don't know. But I'm only mentioning this one because it did seem high. 255.5 seemed high when I first heard it. But then when I started looking into it, kind of maybe attainable based on history. But yeah, so those are the player props. We looked at a few other ones, but we didn't feel too comfortable. Like, for example, Jarvis Landry, I think on FanDuel, his receiving yards is 48.5, the over-under, and we took the under in one of these bets I'm about to mention. So that's something we looked at. Kenyon Drake, his rushing total, I would take the over. I forget what it was, but it was in like the 40s, I believe. I kind of like that one. But again, these are some that are like, at this point, you're kind of dealing with a 50-50 shot here. Not much confidence and not warranted for me to mention because of that. So now we'll get into, it's one of those things where like we put our money where our mouth is, right? So I'm going to list off some of the bets that we made. So as I mentioned, we did I think it's like $5. So we did the 12 picks for $5. We did 12 picks, and those are the matchups I mentioned. I'll read them off again just because so you don't have to go back. But we picked Saints, Seahawks, Browns, Steelers, Giants, Chiefs, Packers, Raiders, Vikings, Dolphins, Cardinals, Titans, and Rams. We bet $5 each, so a total of $10. And if we hit on all these motherfuckers, we win $1,205. So again, if we lose, it's $5, right? Consider it a fucking scratch off. What does it matter? But if we win, holy fuck, we're playing with house money for a while. So now we get into player props and where we pick also matchups. But this one we did on FanDuel. We went with Nick Chubb. On that, he clearly is our favorite, our anchor. We picked him as anytime TD scorer, and then we also took the rushing over for him. On FanDuel, he's 89.5 yards, rushing yards. We took the over. We paired that up with Landry receiving yards. We took the under 48.5. James Robinson rushing, we took the under 80.5. If we truly believe that the Browns are going to be ahead, I think that there won't be time for rushing. He might get a lot of passing work, but rushing, I don't know. So we took the under there. Kareem Hunt receiving over 14.5 yards. Seemed pretty easy because in a given game, he's always been relevant within in the passing game. So that's Baker's thing. He just kind of chucks it to him. And, I think 14.5 receiving yards is very doable for Kareem Hunt, especially in the game where I predict that they're going to be beating the shit out of the Jaguars. And last but not least, this one, I don't know how I feel about this one, but again, it's just going based off the theory that the Jaguars are going to be trailing the entire time. Mike Glennon passing, we took the over. he has, I think it was 222.5 passing yards. So we took the over there because, again, look, if this one doesn't hit, it's because of that one. That one's really, I was like 50-50 on it. I was actually 50-50 on the Glennon and Robinson props. But again, if our theory is correct, they're going to be playing from behind and he has to be slinging the rock. So yeah, we took the over on his 222.5 passing yards. This one's another one where we didn't bet too much money. It was like a total of $10 each. So $20 total bet. But the payout's delicious if we hit on this one because of all those props. So another parlay that we did was we took four games and we picked the team to win, and then we did two props, player props. So we picked on this one, on this parlay, we went with Chiefs, Seahawks, Steelers, and Packers, and then we paired that up with Wayne Gallman rushing. We took the over 56.5 rushing yards, and we took Chubb, his rushing, over 87.5. So this is one of those we're a little pretty confident went in. So I think we bet a little bit more money on this one, right? Because we like the teams that we picked and we like these player props. They should smash this easily. So we bet a little more money on this one. Another one, we added two more teams to this prop, and then we kind of swapped out Chubb. So with this one, we went with Chiefs, Seahawks, Steelers, Packers, Browns, and Raiders to win. And then the player props for this one was Wayne Gallman rushing over 56.5 yards and Teddy Bridgewater. We took the under on his passing. This is 255.5 passing. We took that one. The last prop that we have is we have, this one's kind of a good mix. We have four player props and we have four matchups. The matchups are Chiefs, Packers, Seahawks, Steelers, and we took Chubb rushing over, Kyler Murray passing under, Wayne Gallman rushing over and Bridgewater passing under. So, yeah, those are our picks for this year. This week. That's what we're putting our money on. Are we going to hit on all these? I don't know. But I do like our odds. I do like where we're at with some of these. And I guess we'll see, for next week's gambling podcast, if you will. I don't even know what to call these things. I'm thinking of like parlay for pay, kind of like gay for pay, or like parlay Josue, because these picks are being brought to you by two Mexicans. So, but I don't know. I'll play with the name, and who knows, this might be the first and last, right? Because we might be terribly wrong on all these. But like I said, out of the four bets that I've made so far, we've come really fucking close. It just came down to Kyler Murray in 12 yards and the Ravens not knowing how to fucking hold a lead. Other than that, we were sitting fat as fuck. but like I said, we made our money back Thursday, so we're back on it, and feel pretty confident about these. So, and as a fucking disclaimer, listen, this is just advice. I'm not promising you that you're going to win, okay? I can't promise anything, because if this was guaranteed, then I'd be fucking rich as shit. I wouldn't have to work a full-time job, you know? I'd be doing this nonstop, but this is all just things to consider when you're making your bets, right? So you can take some of these, like the Nick Chubb rushing over. You could take the Wayne Gallman rushing, and then you could add in your own parlays that you want, that you think might hit, right? So your own players. I was talking to Nico, and he likes a Derek Carr passing over because it is Atlanta. Atlanta allows the most passing yards. They're either first or second, I don't know, but they allow a shit ton of yards to the quarterback, and which makes sense. And I also think the Raiders should beat the Falcons. That should be a shootout game. So I understand. So he might want to take that one and pair up Wayne Gallman or Nick Chubb. So it's just, these are the ones I do research on. I can't research every single player prop because fuck that. I don't got that kind of time. And yeah, y'all I'm paying my fucking bills. So I got to take care of me. So these are just some of the ones that I'm betting on. And again, it costs me nothing to give you that free advice. And who knows, if you win some money, maybe throw me a tip. Maybe I'll do a, Patreon, you do like a $5 a month type of thing where, throw me some cash that you made by listening to me and these picks. So, I'll let you know next week if anything changed with these bets. These bets are already locked in. We are waiting on the Saints Broncos game though, because I want in on that game. I want the Saints because there's no way they could lose that game. And I also want Latavius Murray. I think he easily hits that over on the rushing. So next week I'll let you know if that game ever became available and if we did anything with it. But anyways, yeah, good luck, boys. And on Girth and Inches and in life. Ooh, and in the gambling, always go for it.